This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm not going to delay. I'm going to get right to your phone calls. Charlie's calling in from California. It's funny, on the board it says, Dr. Ford and hearings look staged. And I'm not insulting Charlie. It's just like, duh. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, duh, it's staged. And here's my thing. I'm not afraid to be anti-PC. I'm not afraid to go with my gut instinct and say that woman is lying, in my opinion. And, I mean, look, I'm just going to go on. Let's just go to Charlie. Let's hear from Charlie in California. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Shay. So, yeah, I was watching the whole Kavanaugh and the hearings, and everything that she did, I mean, literally, she was just reading a script. There's no emotion. If she was really brutally or somewhat attacked and fighting for her life or something, she would not be just sitting there reading a little manuscript, being like, oh, yeah, he cussed me, blah, blah, blah. And then you see Kavanaugh. He is like...
And who is this woman? And who is this woman? And Charlie, I can't tell if you're on speakerphone. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. If you are, please switch. And who is this woman from Arizona doing the questioning, grills Kavanaugh, and lets Blasey Ford off with a pass? Excuse me? How come nobody heard you? You say there were five people in a house, and there was no other music on except the music in the room. Nobody heard you? Nobody remembers anything? I mean, like, why isn't she the one being grilled? And I'm sorry, but if you're going to do this right, you have to ask, okay, you know, how did your clothes get off? Where did he touch you? Did he penetrate you? Yeah, this is graphic. This is gross. That's what you have to ask this woman. That's what she's alleging. Oh, but, you know, do you remember that night? Like, you know, I'm sure it was hard for you. And they're asking about, like, you know, why did you fly here? And then, it's just give me a break.
Dude, it was just really sad to watch, and I was surprised that no Republicans were grilling her. I was, like, expecting some Republicans to be like, well, you know what, how do you not remember how the hell you got there if you were sober? If you were 15 fighting for your life, you wouldn't be reading this manuscript like it's nothing. And, like, literally, there was no emotion. It just seems so bad.
So ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, honestly, it's like, do we need to do, like, a whole broadcast where we all sit here and talk about high school? I remember, seriously, like, I could sit here and I could give you, like, every detail of almost every high school party I was at. I'm not even kidding you. I remember all of them, and I drank at most of them. I remember how I got there. I remember who was there. I remember who I talked to. I remember how many games of beer pong I won. Someone took me up to the room, but, you know. Oh, and then she's like, tell me about the map of the neighborhood. Can you map out the house? What?
Or something, and she was 15. It's like, bitch, how did you even get there? I know you didn't walk 20 minutes after being supposedly threatened of your life. It's just he's so fake. And the thing about it is, Kavanaugh was so sincere about his testimony. I mean, he looks so innocent. He's so innocent. This is like some little church boy, you know. He does everything by the book. This is how Americans used to be. Because I remember when I grew up, I was told, you know, just write a diary. Like, it's always nice to write a journal of your life. It's always nice to look back on things. And when I heard about his calendar and his sermon, like, my heart just dropped. I'm like, this guy's so innocent. And then, Cory Booker and some other girl were laughing at him while he was doing his testimony.
No. They're all laughing. We could pull up all the images. In fact, guys, go to the War Room Memes Twitter account. I retweeted like five images. The Democrats are all laughing. They're like cheersing one another. Blasey Ford. Oh, I didn't see Kavanaugh laughing. I didn't see Kavanaugh having any fun. I didn't see a Republican congresswoman go over to Kavanaugh and hand him an envelope of God knows what. That's all the Democrats. And by the way, thank you so much for the call, Charlie. So the Democrats are all laughing, having a good time. You know, it's all fun and games, even though they're claiming this man is a gang rapist. But let me tell you something right now. The first Republican that comes out and calls Blasey Ford a liar is the first champion we've had in Congress in a long time. Because let me tell you something. If the Democrats are willing to come out and call Brett Kavanaugh a gang rapist, but Republicans don't even have the courage to come out and call Christine Blasey Ford a liar, then they will never win this battle. The Democrats have no limits. The Democrats have no boundaries. It's time for Republicans to take the gloves off and call this woman what she is, a liar.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're taking your phone calls here. Oh, you know, Christine Blasey Ford said that she has nothing to gain by giving a testimony. Nothing to gain. Oh, really? Three separate GoFundMe accounts, and she's raised almost $700,000. Probably more than that now. That was as of yesterday. So nothing to gain, but she's raised probably $1 million on GoFundMe accounts. So, yep. I just can't believe that we're letting the Democrats get away with this. Look at the pictures of Christine Blasey Ford laughing it up during the hearing, laughing it up with the Democrats. Cory Booker laughing it up, Kamala Harris laughing it up, Feinstein laughing it up. They're all laughing it up. This is a woman that they claim is a victim of sexual assault. I mean, we're talking, you know, rape. That's what they're claiming Kavanaugh did to this woman, is raped her. And here she is, so brave. She's so brave to come forward. So brave that she laughs it off? No. No, the real bravery is that she's willing to lie under oath. That's the bravery. The real bravery is the Democrats collectively going with a known lie. That's the true bravery here. And if there's any Republican that has a set, they would call Christine Blasey Ford a liar. Again, you say, oh, Owen, you need to be more PC. You can't say that. This is a woman who could be a victim. Really? The Democrats are calling this man a gang rapist, and you're going to tell me I can't call her a liar? Huh. Not in my world. Let's go back out to the phone lines and go to Adam in Connecticut. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm good, but I'll tell you. The state of this country is in serious need for repair if the Democrats are able to get away with this and have no punishment.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for your courageous covering on all this. Second of all, I don't think this is an attack on Kavanaugh. I think this is at the big enchilada, the next election. They want to draw Trump out. They're trying to piss him off. They're trying to make him do stupid stuff on social media. They're trying to make him overstep his bounds. I think this is them picking on his boy to get the big fish is what this is all about.
Well, you're right, because it doesn't matter who Trump nominated. It would have been the same thing. And, of course, this is all in response, just like everything has been, to Trump winning the election. But they're pushing this now, and they got successful, so they won't have another Supreme Court, at least another Supreme Court justice, at least till November is in session. And their real hope here, because they know that the blue wave is not happening, so they want to try to stop anything from happening before the midterms and do anything they can before the midterms, before they even lose more congressional power.
Yeah, they're trying to draw Trump out. That's what it's like you said, it didn't matter who it was. This was an attack on Trump. This is them saying, look, we just gave your buddy a bloody nose. What are you going to do about it? They're waiting for him to do something stupid so they could turn around and say, look, see, he's crazy. Like we've been saying.
Well, I know that there's stuff going on behind the scenes. I don't know to what extent. I don't know to how much. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a Q believer. I'd love to believe that's all true, but, you know, I can't sit here and believe in fairy tales. But Trump needs to take the gloves off. And I'm telling you, they've now given him the perfect opportunity to pull a castle move and say, okay, I'm pulling my nomination for Kavanaugh. We're going to have your investigations, and we're going to investigate Blasey Ford, too, because one of these two lied under oath. So both of them warrant an investigation, and we know what will come from that investigation. Blasey Ford, CIA asset, probably, you know, paid for by the Democrats. It's all going to come out. It's all already out. And that investigation would, you know, prove what the Democrats have done whole cloth. Now, is Trump going to do that? Is he going to let the Democrats get away with this? I guess we're left to find out. But they have now changed the course of this country, whether or not Trump gets his Supreme Court nomination through or not. Because anytime there's a Supreme Court justice nominated, this is what we're going to see now, a circus, a freak show. So democracy is now dead because Democrats have no they'll lie about anything. They don't care. And Republicans are too cowardly and PC to call them out on it. So that's where we're at now. Thanks for the call, Adam. Let's go to Chris in Illinois. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Owen?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, MK Ultra, man. I think that's what it is with this fraud. And the other thing is, I was watching pretty much all day yesterday, and twice Brett Hume mentioned that he knew Ford's father as well as Kavanaugh's father. So then last night, Joe DeGenova pointed out an interesting point. He said Blasey Ford about flying back and forth and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually on the East Coast the entire time. So I don't know if anyone's looked into that, but do you think she was out there sipping martinis or getting geared up with her programming? You know, because that's the way she acted, looked classic MK Ultra. I've been around some of that stuff before. You know, so I think they were gearing her up, getting her programmed. But I think somebody should definitely look into the fact that she was probably on the East Coast most of the time anyway.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Joe DeGenova is one of the few people on Fox News that has been willing to call this woman a liar. Pretty much everyone else is taking the PC route. So I salute Joe DeGenova for saying it like it is. And some other hosts have been, you know, questioning of her. But again, you have to fight fire with fire. The reason why the Democrats get away with this crap is because they call him a gang rapist and nobody calls him a liar.
I'm on the ground here in Chicago. I'm in sales. I drive around all day. I was in the office this morning, and I'm telling you, though, I have a theory. I think the longer that the Democrats keep pulling this crap, I mean, it's just pissing more people off.
Well, this is actually good. See, Chris, you're in Illinois, and I think Illinois is actually going to be one of the best case studies for this. Now, Chicago, it's probably going to go blue no matter what, but I have a lot of family in Illinois. I spent a lot of time in Illinois growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm going to tell you, even though there's a lot of Democrats in Illinois, legitimate blue-collar Democrats, they're capitalists. They don't like the PC culture. They're still going to tell you like it is. You know what I'm saying? So Illinois is the perfect example. I think the average Democrat voter in Illinois looks at this and says, this is ridiculous. I can't go. Democrats going socialist out? No. The red wave is inevitable unless they just steal it via the electronic voting system.
One of the other interesting things, my wife, who's a social worker, has a master's in social work,
I think Illinois is like one of the, Illinois has like some of the most social workers in the country. It's part of their problem why they're in so much debt even.
Well, right, but she's not, I think she's conservative, but she came downstairs yesterday after watching Judge Kavanaugh, and she was bawling. And her exact words were, and she's not that conservative, man. She was saying, they're destroying this man's life. This is bull, you know what. And I was like, yeah. And then finally Lindsey Graham got on his horse And, I mean, I was inspired by that. In fact, I called Lindsey Graham's office, and I said, man, I left a message. I said, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Chris. Oh, my gosh, you're brilliant. Oh, my gosh. That's it. Everyone has to call Lindsey Graham's office today and say how great he is. Everyone has to call Lindsey Graham's office and say, thank you so much for being the only Republican willing to call this Democrat con job out. Boom!
Because, listen, think about this. Lindsey Graham is coming more in line with Trump. Everybody's talking about how Lindsey Graham finally grew some frickin' balls. And I'm telling you.
And you know what?
You got to reinforce with these Republicans. Get on board or get the hell out. And I'm telling you, when they get on board, they're going to get broadline support because people are tired of this.
Bingo. And someone like Lindsey Graham probably didn't understand some of the issues or you know, didn't have time to research everything. And I didn't like his stance on war. But now he sees who the Democrats really are and he realizes, wow, Trump wasn't this guy that they made him out to be. This is brilliant. Everyone, pull up Lindsey Graham's number again. Everyone needs to call Lindsey Graham's office and just flood him with love. Just say, thank you, Lindsey Graham, for standing up for the truth. Thank you, Lindsey Graham, for calling out the Democrat con job. That's how we energize.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lindsey Graham's office, 202, this is his D.C. office, 202-224-5972. Try to get through, leave a voicemail, whatever, and thank him for having the courage to call the Democrat con job out for what it is. And here's what happens, folks. Then Lindsey Graham gets more courage and more energy to do the same, even harder. And then he tells other Republicans that then they may do the same, and then you call their office and you thank them. This is what we have to do. So guys, pull it up one more time. Everyone needs to call Lindsey Graham's office and thank him for the courage to call out the Democrat con job against Brett Kavanaugh for what it is. 202-224-5972. Take 5 minutes, make the call, energize Lindsey Graham. Do it to Ted Cruz, too. The Republicans need to know we don't give a damn about PC culture. We hate it. That's why we voted for Trump. But they need to know that because they still have the fear. They still shake in their boots at the PC world. And I will also say this briefly, but we need to do serious poll watching when it comes to November 6th elections, folks. The Democrats are going to bus people in to vote. They're going to be voting illegally, and we have to do poll watching. Now, there's certain legalities of this, but you can film, I think it's like 200 yards or 500 yards or something from the polling place. You need to be filming your local polling place, folks. In fact, I probably plan on doing that myself when I'm not on air, because they're going to cheat. They're going to bus illegals in. They're going to be bussing voters around, and the only way to stop them is to catch them on film. So start making plans for that. Now, apparently Mark Judge, Kavanaugh's friend, is going to cooperate with some investigation, they're saying now. So here's the deal. Trump only has one option, in my opinion, right now, and that's to pull the castle move. Switch Kavanaugh for Barrett, Cohen Barrett, then launch the FBI investigation they want, but go both sides of the aisle. Go both sides of the aisle. And expose Blasey Ford for what she is. A total Democrat CIA operative. There is more evidence that proves Christine Blasey Ford is a Democrat CIA operative than, and it's not even close, than to any evidence we have that would suggest that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted Blasey Ford or anyone else. But who gets the attack launched against them? Who gets their life ruined? Not the liar. Not the one with the evidence against him or her. No, it's Brett Kavanaugh. So we'll see where that goes. Now, we've got Nicole calling in from Florida. Nicole says she is actually a survivor of sexual assault, to which I said the Democrats right now are destroying any woman who's actually survived sexual assault right now and now making it a boy that cried wolf scenario. But let's go to Nicole, who's an actual survivor of this in Florida. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hey, Owen. First of all, thank you for what you and the rest of the crew over there at InfoWars do every day. I appreciate you guys, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm also engaged to an Army combat veteran, so I have a definite new view on life since getting with this guy who has completely changed my world. But yes, I survived childhood sexual abuse, which is even worse, because when you're 6 years old, that's a horrific thing to go through. It took me a lot of counseling and a lot of therapy, no drugs. I also live with medicine allergies, so I'm not able to take medication, which works to my benefit because I don't want to be on medication as is. So, with all that being said, the most important thing that I learned in my healing was that you have to take yourself out of victimhood in order to get through the world. You have what's called core PTSD as a result of childhood sexual trauma. So how this woman is working and licensed and practicing under the title of doctor blows my mind. What blows my mind even more, as a conservative with some liberal tendencies, I can't understand the whitewashing, because whitewashing is just a cover for abuse. So any Republican that isn't going to take that stand is doing more harm than good, not just to women, but to our party, to our movement, and to America healing. So I think that this woman, at the very least, should lose her license through her practice and quote, healing people, because keeping people stuck and the danger that this on a national level is providing, teaching women across the board, especially young women that know stay a victim, is so detrimental to the development of young women that that's why I'm calling in. So more people have to take a stand, like, you know, Cruz and, you know, Lindsey Graham. But also what Kavanaugh did yesterday was absolutely amazing. And for being a survivor of this, I was like, thank God there are strong men in this world. Because, yes, a man did what he did to me, but I don't hate men as a result of it.
As a sexual assault survivor, do you think any woman that makes a claim needs to be believed?
I think that you should always listen to when they are going through something. But I think that just say, oh, she said this happened, we're going to take it at face value. No, she needs to be thoroughly explored as to where is her claim and how valid is her claim. Is she having some sort of trauma that she's recalling, but she's now identifying falsely him? Because it's a very delicate, intricate thing that takes a lot of psychotherapy. If you have been truly through trauma such as I have been, and I'll share a little bit of mine. Mine was through a Catholic school, and I talk about, like, the mind leap that went through my head at 6 years old. It took a lot of work, and it took a lot to do it unmedicated.
Well, then let me ask you this. From what you've seen, do you believe that Blasey Ford shows signs of a sexual assault victim? Does she seem like a sexual assault victim to you?
No. She seems why so many women don't come forward. She seems the exact reason why most women who have been through that kind of trauma will be like, I'm not even going to go there because I don't want to be.
So you're saying because Blasey Ford is lying about these things, it makes actual victims afraid to come forward.
Yep. Because, I mean, like, anybody, especially in high school, can do things that they're stupid for. Or, you know, women tend to, like, oh, this guy attacked me. Well, okay, well, were you wearing that short skirt? Were you putting yourself in that situation? As a teenager, you're making conscious decisions. At 6 years old, when you have somebody telling you, hey, I work for God, there's a whole different level of understanding and comprehension going on in your growth and development. So when I hear someone who recalls, as a grown woman in her 40s, carrying a license to heal people, especially with their mind, giving false statements, giving false information, projecting to be a victim when her job says she should be doing the exact opposite, no, I don't believe a thing that's coming out of her mouth.
As a sexual assault survivor, have you ever heard or could you ever imagine a case where a woman keeps that to herself for 36 years? She claims she told her psychiatrist. There's no evidence of that. It's not in the notes. Do you believe that someone keeps to herself for 36 years?
I can say from my experience, I did keep it under my hat for a very, very long time. But I did seek help. It's just that the people that I sought help from didn't pull it out of me.
So you may have not told people, but you at least told a psychiatrist or something.
In a roundabout way, yes. The cues were there. I was seeking help, but I just wasn't forthright about it because there was a threat to my family. So for me growing up, and this is extenuating circumstances, I don't think that all people necessarily go through that. But again, as a teenager, I've been in situations where I've put myself in situations where I could have.
All right. That's Nicole. God bless you, Nicole. Thank you so much for calling in. A sexual assault survivor weighs in on the Kavanaugh hearing.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I don't want to play games about politics or you know, who says what or does what. I'm just for what's right. I'm just for what's logical. I'm for what's reasonable. And even if I didn't want Kavanaugh. I wanted Cohen Barrett. I was never a supporter of Kavanaugh. But I'm not going to sit here just because I didn't want Kavanaugh and say, yes, let's let the Democrats destroy Kavanaugh. Let's let the Democrats destroy the Supreme Court. justice system. No, I'm going to say this is wrong. This is an abomination. But if the Democrats get away with this, folks, they will just become more and more unhinged and realize that no one's going to check them. We're taking your calls in response to the Kavanaugh hearing. We've got Angel calling in from Alaska. Go ahead, Angel.
Hey, thanks for having me on. This whole experience really just wants me to get out there, call Lisa Murkowski, call Lindsey Graham, you know, write to President Trump about all of what's going on. It's ridiculous.
I'm just curious. Are you a mother by any chance?
No, I'm a college-age female, which it makes it hard to have friends being standing up for the truth.
Well, let me ask you this, then. As somebody that's in college, I was in college, it's 10 years ago, but, you know, there was a little bit of, there wasn't like the concern that, you know, if you go with a girl or something and you're drunk or, you know, whatever happens, that there'll be some charge or anything against you. So there wasn't really like, I mean, there was that understanding, at least on my behalf and in my general group of friends. Hey, look, you know, if a girl's too drunk, you watch out for her. And, you know, you don't take advantage of that. You will get called out. You know, that was my experience for the most part in college. I'm not saying my experience is the same as everyone's, but I hung out with I had a lot of friends in high school, a lot of friends in college. I mean, I went to pretty much all the different groups, all the different parties, and it was pretty much the same. Like, okay, yeah, we recognize, like, hey, you got to be careful, and you don't take advantage of drunk girls. You don't, you know, fall into bed with one, you know, and if you did, you'd get called out. You may even get your ass kicked. So, but now I feel like, and this is what I'm asking you, is there a new level of this now where a guy, like, doesn't even want to approach a woman? Like, it's almost like a standoff. It's like, I don't even want to talk to a girl because I could have an accusation against me.
Yeah, there's actually this thing in the university you have to fill out before you're accepted as a student that's called, like, Title IX. It's all about sexual assault. And some of these, it goes through questions of, like, you know, who was the victim and does this need to be reported? And some of it's just ridiculous.
Well, and it's this whole thing of just common sense and logic and reasoning being out the door. It's like, oh, yep, we can find a way to legislate everything. No, common sense and justice is on its face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think comes next at the university level? Are women saying, oh, my gosh, we're all victims, look at what's happening to us? Or are women saying, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they're making us out to be victims like this?
Honestly, I think most women just love to embrace their victimhood because it gives them special privileges.
You know, it's really pathetic to me that this is what they've done to people in this country. It's not just women, but for this example, they have all of these women now that think they're victims. And when you enter that mindset of being a victim, you can't do anything. You're handicapped. You're handcuffed. And that's what they've done to these people. And that's why they need the government. Thank you so much for the call, Angel. You know what, guys? I actually want to go. Let's actually go to Erica here. I want to try to find a mother. I want to ask a mother a question here. Let's see if Erica's a mother here. Let's go to Erica in California. Erica, if you're not your mother, it's okay, but I'm just taking female calls right now. Are you a mother?
Hi, Owen. No, I'm not a mother, but I am a sister, and I do have a father.
But let me ask you this. Do you have any brothers?
I have brother-in-laws, yes.
Now, how would you feel if some woman, and you know your brother-in-law well, good people, you know that they wouldn't do anything, but some woman wanted to destroy his life and made false allegations against him, how would you feel about that?
Well, let me tell you this much. My brother-in-law is a chiropractor, okay? So he's already touching people. That's his job. I had an explicit conversation with him the other day telling him, you need cameras in every single one of your offices. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? You are a white male. You have a great education. You are a target. And I apologize for my tone again, but Owen, I am incensed by what the Democrats have done. And anyone who is a wife, has a husband, has a father, has a son, has a brother, should be up in arms over this. What the Democrats are doing is despicable, and it's rooted in evil. And what is going on is just, I'm beside myself over this. What happened yesterday? I mean, I watched the whole thing. I even stayed home from school. I watched the whole thing. I was just so shocked by what I was seeing in America happen.
Yeah, I think most Americans are just like you. But isn't it sad? See, this is what they eventually they had to do this in Russia and other countries because so many people were faking insurance claims. They'd act like you hit them with their car or something like that. So people had to install dash cams just to avoid that from happening. Now it's like you have to install a camera or wear a body cam around just to make sure some woman doesn't, you know, make some sex assault allegation against you to try to destroy your life.
I hope you're the first one to put a body cam on because as of yesterday, every man should be wearing a body cam at all times. That's how despicable what happened yesterday. They have no idea the ramifications that they've done for what they did yesterday. And I tell you what, as a woman, that woman is lying. A double master's in psychology and a PhD. You don't think she knows how to trick a stupid...
Oh, she's totally lying. You know, this is a problem that it's not a problem. It's a problem in the PC wuss culture we live in. We go with our gut instinct because we know our gut instinct is right because we've gone with it and 99.9% of the time it's right. So my gut looks at Blasey Ford and says, that's a liar.
Despicable, lying, ruining it for the women who actually have had sexual assault posed against them. This is just what happened yesterday is despicable. I am so concerned for my country. Like I said, I live here in disgusting California. What they are teaching in the schools, you don't even touch on what they actually are teaching in the schools.
It's Chinese propaganda. Look,
they're teaching incest. They're telling the kids to have, I say kids, I'm one of them, have sex with your brother and sister. That's
oh, my gosh. And pedophilia, too.
They're sick.
It's so sick. Thank you. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the callers that have been holding. I got to do this, though. I'm sorry to Gary. I'm sorry to Sam. I'm sorry to Tim and all you guys you've been holding. I'm sorry, guys. I got to do this. Clear the lines. I want to take calls specifically from mothers of boys in high school. Specifically, I'm sorry, guys. I love you. I'm sorry to do this. People have been waiting. You're the best. I'm sorry. Specifically, clear the lines. I want to hear from mothers that have a boy either in college or high school right now. And I want to get your take on this. Now, I got to say this. I've been a public figure pretty much since I was about 18. Now, I'm not saying I was a celebrity or anything, but I mean, I've been going to public events, going to places where people can say, yeah, he was there that night. I can recount. So, and I also have basically calendars, kind of like Kavanaugh has, from, I would say, 75% of my life activity for the last 4 or 5 years. So now it's like, now you have a new reason to have calendars and document everything. So in case someone wants to file some fake sex charge against you, you can actually back up your defense here. Because now you're guilty until proven Democrat. Did you hear what I said? No, I don't think you heard me. You're guilty until proven Democrat. So when we come back, we got one segment left of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to these phone calls. I want to hear from mothers that have boys in high school and college, see what they think about this. Infowarsstore.com, folks. I barely even plugged today. I should have plugged every segment. I blew it. Please pick up the slack for me. Go to Infowarsstore.com. Tell your friends and family about Infowarsstore.com. Survival Shield X2 is on its last run, and it's 25% off. Infowarsstore.com. Tell your friends and family. Support the InfoWar. We're the only people that tell it like it is.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Don Salazar has the story at InfoWars.com. Backfire. Democrats walk away in droves following Kavanaugh Circus. The walk away march is October, the weekend of October 27th in D.C. It's a literal walk away from the Democrat Party. I think the Democrats, but here's the thing, they don't really care if they lose all their voter base. They have to stop this Supreme Court justice from getting in. They have to. They don't care about anything else. It's all about power. But this is gonna hurt their voter base more than they've already done to destroy that. But apparently, some deal has been made behind closed doors in the last half hour, and Republicans believe they are going to get Supreme Court Kavanaugh confirmed. I'm not convinced of that, but that's the grumblings coming out of D.C. Now, I am going to phone calls now from mothers of young boys in high school and college to see what they think about this and the dangers that could loom on the other side. Let's go to Susan in Indiana. Susan, how old are your boys?
Let's say they're like 34, 35, 36.
Now, let's say your boys were at a high school party 15 years ago, and there were some beers, and, you know, all of a sudden a girl had a vendetta against them and decided to come forward this and try to destroy their life. Does that worry you now?
Well, I got past those years, but Well, yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing, I mean, this woman is such an incredibly poor actor. You know, this whiny voice, she needs to clear her throat. And, you know, I mean, when you're talking about something that happened to you so many years ago, if it did happen, you can talk about it. You know, you don't have to put on that little whiny voice.
Well, and, you know what they say, believe in something, even if you can't remember anything.
Well, if she was so devastated by this, as she acts right now, how did she get her PhD and become a college professor? I mean, even if
her story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. It's ridiculous. Susan, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jacqueline in Ohio, a mother who also has two younger brothers. Jacqueline, do you fear for your younger brothers and your sons that they could have some woman with a vendetta against them to try to destroy their life with false accusations?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I do, actually. An incident actually happened to my brother, who is now 25 this past year. Some girl said that he did some things to her or whatever, and then she started, like, writing letters to my parents, showing up on their doorstep, like, harassing them, saying that he did something that he didn't. So it's already happening. It happened to someone in my family. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if this is something everyone's experienced, and I haven't experienced this personally to this level. I've had friends that have experienced this, and I didn't want to get into it because I don't even want to go down that road and have people from my past drumming it up and being like, oh, look what Owen's talking about. But yeah.
Yeah.
It happens, and it destroys people's lives.
It does. And I actually had something else that I wanted to talk to you about, because no one else has actually even brought this up anywhere. So when Lady Ford was talking and Mitchell was asking her about how she met Kavanaugh, she said it was through this guy that she wouldn't name, and he was potentially at that gathering. And this guy, they said, kind of looked like Kavanaugh, but she still didn't want to say who this guy was, right? And then when she's been there asked about the relationship between her and the guy, she said, we were, quote-unquote, going out for a few months. And then Mitchell asked, well, what was your relationship like before and after the incident? And she was like, well, you know, we were going out before and after, they just stopped going out. So you have this other guy who no one knows who it is, potentially looks like Kavanaugh, you know, and with her going to therapy and being a psychologist, like there are things that you can do, like hypnotherapy and such, to retrieve suppressed memories about incidents, but also different memories can be implanted as well. So it's just crazy.
But let's take one more step with this, and this is going to anger a lot of people, but I'm sorry, it's real. What about the case and the situation that happens where a girl, let's say, does get drunk or inebriated and ends up with a guy and then regrets it the next day, and because of that regret and the shame she feels, tries to put the blame on the guy and say that she was assaulted? How about that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, well, nowadays, I'm sure that's happening all the time. I fear for my son. My son's not even three yet. And
it's going to be even harder for him.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's a white male, so I'm going to be afraid for him forever. I mean, I have family members that are extremely liberal saying, oh, white men are bad. I'm like, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Jacqueline, God bless you. Thank you for your call. I've got to hop to another caller. Let's go to Shannon in California, also a mother. Shannon, how old are your boys?
I have two sons. First of all, it's an honor to speak with you live, and I'm a huge supporter of InfoWars. There are some of us that actually have our heads on straight in California. but I have two sons. I have a 22-year-old who's actually in the Marines, and I have an 18-year-old son. Both of their eyes are wide open. And they, you know, thank God, my 18-year-old couldn't wait to get registered to vote. But it is just so scary what's going on. And watching Kavanaugh yesterday, I mean, you can just see the truthfulness and his sincerity juxtaposed with Christine's lies and deceitfulness. It's abundantly clear.
What do you think about what's happening right now, though, with this power, this unlimited power they want to give to women to say you can just make an allegation against a man, and you have to be believed, and we will destroy that man's life? Does that make you afraid for your sons?
it makes me afraid for my sons. And to be honest, it makes me, like, embarrassed that they are making women look like that. Like, it makes me actually embarrassed to say that's what women, so many, are coming to. But absolutely. And I just try to teach my sons to just, in this day and age, to just keep their heads on straight. And thankfully, you know, we're done with the high school years. But my 18-year-old, he couldn't wait to get out of his senior year in high school because he was just so sickened by what he saw for himself with being indoctrinated. Yeah, and unfortunately, my daughter, you know, I love all my kids the same, and I do what I can to teach, but of course they have to grow up themselves. But my daughter kind of, I know she's unfortunately been kind of indoctrinated by that, and she's 19. Well,
exactly, because here's what they're doing. They're trying to destroy men and women having normal relationships. I mean, look, I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, males need to go out and just have, you know, conquer any woman, you know, No. I'm saying, though, it's reaching a point where, I mean, and let's take a look at the entire scope of things. What's coming up right now as an industry? Sex dolls. Okay. So now you're looking at a situation where an individual might say, look, I don't want to go anywhere near a woman. I don't even want to think about going near a woman because I don't know, that could have a negative impact on my future life. So now men don't engage with women. They don't go out and try to, you know, pick up women or flirt with women at the bar, which is what most women want. They're like dying for an alpha male. But now the men are so scared. So they won't approach the woman because, you know, 36 years, you might be a rapist. And so then what do? They go masturbate to porn or they go buy a sex doll.
You know, it's sick. And I'm a single mom, by the way. And I am like, are there any alpha males left out there?
Oh, I am a toxic masculinist and I'm not afraid to admit it. Screw you if you don't like men. Screw you. All right. Thank you so much, Shannon. Yeah. I want to take one more call from D in Oregon. D, how old are your sons?
My sons are 13 and 7. We pulled up my 13-year-old out of public school and put him into a charter military school because of the indoctrination. Couple things I want to point out, though. First, awesome speaking with you, Owen. Just so you know, I listen to the War Room every day. You and Rogers rock. And I truly believe after listening and watching that whole entire thing yesterday, I really believe she is lying. I believe she is lying. I believe there is just too much of very vagueness for it to be really pinpointed and put a, you know.
You're absolutely right, Dee. It's so obvious. And I think the average American sees this, and we're reaching a turning point. But here's the thing. We cannot be afraid of our shadow. We cannot be afraid of political correctness. And we have to stand up for truth and justice and common sense. We cannot be cowards to be afraid that an allegation is going to be made because we're not PC. And that's the big thing. And we have to stick to our guns on this. And honestly, the only way to save America is for real Americans, alpha men, alpha women, to buck this system and say, I'm not going to be afraid of the PC culture. I'm not going to be afraid of Democrats trying to separate men from women. No. We're going to come together and actually build a nation. That's how you build a nation. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'm jumping over to the War Room to go live for the next 3 hours at Infowars.com/show. So I will see you in 60 seconds.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm so excited.